Saturday edition of the program, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. People have been waiting very patiently through the news break. Let's talk to Matt, listening in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell, hopefully Mike is still listening, and I wanted to tell him where he could go to find more information about the Continental Congress and the work that they did. They actually did release their document. It was called the Articles of Freedom. I think Mark mentioned that. And you can find it at cc2009.us.
That's CC standing for Continental Congress, cc2009.us. So what is it? Have you read all 61 pages of this article, of these Articles of Freedom, Matt?
Yes, yes, I did. And I was there at the Congress throughout the, not for the whole delegation, but throughout a lot of the deliberations, and actually listening to how they were going about determining what to say, because I was blogging about it.
So what's your impression? I mean, do you feel like they're just spinning their wheels and wasting their time trying to get the Supreme Court to hear a case that they refused to hear before, as far as looking at the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances?
Well, they're not going after the Supreme Court. You're misinformed.
Oh.
That's not what they're doing.
What are they doing?
They came up with the Articles of Freedom, and what they're asking people to do is present these to the state legislators and to local governments and to all levels of government, and to go there in force and present these to these people. And they're also allowing some civil disobedience that they want performed. So there's different levels of activism that they're asking people to take place in.
Cool. So what is presenting the Articles of Freedom to the local government people? What is the intention there?
The intention is to get the elected officials to realize, to start to understand that there's a feeling at the grassroots level of the people, that the people are angry and that they want something done about this.
You know,
and they're presenting it to the government people to do it. I mean, that's the impression that I get. I can't actually speak for the leaders of the Continental Congress or even the delegates themselves. And I don't want to present any information and have people misinterpret it.
I don't think it's the worst. I don't think it's the worst idea in the world, but I can tell you, having gone up to Concord here in New Hampshire and for the seatbelt bills that they've tried, this is the only state in the union that they do not have seatbelt laws for adults in, that they've tried to push through, and the several other bills, I've been up there half dozen time or something like that, for different bills, homeschooling and the like. And it's my experience that the people in the government, the elected officials, really don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what I think. They care about what they think. They're elected with an agenda, and my opinions really don't matter. And I would think that the bureaucrats care even less. They're there to pick up a paycheck, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that. I think that there's that you need to have a multi-pronged approach. I like the idea of civil disobedience and withholding one's taxes, but if I think that if you want to have any effect on the governmental system, you need to see a concentration of liberty loving people in one area. But
one of the things that they did that was happening during the Continental Congress itself was they were talking about more how do I put it, hardcore civil disobedience. And there was a lot of the delegates that were very fearful of that.
Yes,
they were fearful
sure.
of retribution from the state. And in my opinion, and this is my personal opinion, it was too bad that was happening. And therefore, it was voted down. These more hardcore civil disobedience were voted down by the delegates. But the idea has been put there. These people are still in touch with each other. I don't know if you heard about Michael Bednarik and his heart attack.
Yeah.
He was the president, and unfortunately, he suffered a heart attack. And my understanding is he's not doing real well right now. He's awake and alert, but he's trying to get out of the hospital, and they're not letting him because he needs to have tubes and stuff to keep him alive.
Well, it's tragic, and you know, Michael Van Ark always seemed to be a good guy, and he's actually a Free State Project participant as well. I know that you are also. And the good thing about being up here in New Hampshire is there is no overarching organization. No one is in charge. It doesn't matter. No one gets to vote on what you do or don't do. So people that want to do civil disobedience just get out there and do it. They don't have to ask anybody's permission or win a vote before they go out and do it here. It's all completely decentralized. So I'm glad that it was mentioned. I'm glad it was brought up. I'm sad to see it shot down, but that's understandable, considering people that are likely to go to something called a Continental Congress are likely to be more politically oriented people anyway, and politically oriented people tend to be frightened to death of taking anything that involves significant risk, like civil disobedience.
Right. There was quite a number of them that seemed frightened of taking a risk.
It is scary. You know, the feds are scary people.
But there was others. There was other people that were arguing stridently for it. Some of the Alaska people. Boy, were they! They were, and the people from New Hampshire seemed to be quite a bit for the more hardcore civil disobedience too.
Matt, thank you so much. Go ahead.
If there's another follow up, maybe that will happen. But the other thing is, you can find the names of your delegates at the cc2009.us website, and you can contact them. I'm in contact with my delegate from New York, or from Illinois. And we're supposed to be going down to Springfield, which is our state capital, in late April, I believe, to present these things.
All right. Let us know how it goes, will you?
If I go there, yeah, I will.
Okay. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to James listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. How are you doing this evening?
It's great, James. What's on your mind?
I was calling about the civil disobedience thing,
sure.
And what I'm going to do for myself is I'm taking an unpaid day off on April 15th. That way there's no money to be taxed for that one day. It's largely symbolic, and I doubt anybody will sweat what taxes would come out of that day, but nonetheless, it's the first step, I guess you could say.
You got to take baby steps, I think, when it comes to doing things like non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And, you know, I'm not going to attack anybody who's taking baby steps. I mean, I myself, this April on the 28th, I think, is when the trial is scheduled, I will likely be going to jail because I'm refusing to pay parking tickets here in Keene, New Hampshire. So it's just little bits. If a bunch of people do a little bit of civil disobedience, it'll have a tremendous effect on the system.
That's my hope. If more and more people can do little things, it might muster up into a tidal wave.
Very good. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know. Does that really count as civil disobedience? It's something. I mean, to him, it's something.
Well, it's something. I don't know whether it's civil. I don't know. I'm not real stringent on the definition. If you're taking action, in order to, you know, stop the growth of government, as far as I'm concerned, fine. Civil disobedience, if it's not inside the political sphere.
Of course, he's also not getting paid himself that day either. So
right.
He's...
You know, and I guess I'm a Quaker, and Quakers have for years, decades, withheld funds from the federal government, you know, about war. You know, they've had their houses taken from them. They've had all kinds of terrible things happen to them. And some of them have decided to go with the, you know, earning less than $24,000 for a family. Or $14,000.
Flying under the radar.
Right.
So
earning less than the amount so that they can, you know, sort of living a very simple lifestyle so that they don't fund the federal government machine. And, you know, I don't know.
It's something. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel like they're, you know, that they're contributing to something.
I think it's good. I just, you know, I like the idea of Americans being productive and being rewarded for their productivity and, you know, just telling the government no, I prefer. But
right.
I'm not willing with a young child to... take the chance of going to jail for God knows how long by not paying my taxes.
Well, they might put you in jail anyway for something else.
800-259-9231,
that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. The more they push people, the less they'll care about what they do. More coming up. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There we go.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan for free, of course, at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making extra trips out to the car to carry in the grocery bags? For the last few months, Ian and I, we've been using Totosacks at our houses, and they're a handle made of 100% recycled materials. It's polymer, made right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to Totosack, dotasak.com and check them out. That's dotasak.com. Get a family pack there today. Totasak, they carry more than you can, a lot more. Totasak.com.
Plus, I believe we have a two-pack of the Totasak to give away tonight, so stay tuned for your opportunity to win a two-pack of the Totasak.
They are
neat, out for yourself.
Neat little handles.
All right, well, let's continue with your phone calls here and go to David listening to WKBK in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, David.
I was just going to touch on, like, when you were talking about the police and stuff, and whether you should let them search or let them in or any of that. I know my experience has been they always are disrespectful, usually, to me. I mean, well, once or twice they haven't been. There have been exceptions, but, and if you don't answer the door, and they do extremely obnoxious and I consider disrespectful knock, no matter what time of day it is. It's always loud and constant, nonstop. They might do it for 20 minutes, so, but jeez. Anyway.
Well, I'd rather have them knocking on my door for 20 minutes than spend a night in jail if, you know, if that's what it would come to.
Exactly. But I was just going to touch on that. And I was going to ask, you got, I just don't understand what you all think is free about New Hampshire, and I was hoping that maybe you all could, like, say what it is, and I'll just take the response off the air. If you
sure, David.
Fair enough, David. Thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks.
Good hearing from you.
Yeah, well, first off, New Hampshire is, you know, we call it, if we slip up and call it the free state, it's because we intend to help it become more free. But
yeah, it's not yet.
Right.
Got a lot of work to do.
New Hampshire has been ranked by the Mercatus Center study, I think it was from early 2009, as the freest state in the union already.
Lowest tax burden, if
lowest
I'm not
tax
mistaken.
Burden per individual.
Fewest amount of bureaucrats per regular people, as far as fewer government employees.
Right. Also, the right to, you know, you can carry a firearm out on your hip if you wish to do that. Many places you can't do it.
You don't have to have gutters. We found that out tonight.
You can also, a concealed permit is shall issue. It's $10 to get one. There's
that's
so many
not
places.
The freest. That's not the freest
no,
in the gun
no,
laws.
No, it's not.
But it's like
but
the third
it all adds
freest.
Up.
Yeah.
This is the only state in the union where you don't have, an adult doesn't have to wear a driver's, driver's license, a seatbelt.
No state income tax for individuals, no state sales tax.
Yeah. There certainly are their fair share of taxes, but, you know, they're it's the lowest burden in the United States as far as that. And taxes really are the biggest burden of government. I mean, you know, having to pay for services that you don't necessarily want.
And the government itself, I don't believe personally that government can ever represent, that so-called representatives could ever represent anybody beyond themselves or maybe one other person. But at least here in New Hampshire, from a political perspective, there are over 400 representatives in the so-called representative, you know, the legislature, which is the largest in the English-speaking world, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the legislature for a state.
Yeah,
that much is true. I think it's the it tends to vacillate. You know, there's the House of Commons and the United States House of Representatives, which are larger, and also I think the German one, but then, of course it's not English.
But definitely, of all the 50 United States, the
oh, yes.
New Hampshire legislature is by far and away the most representative, if
populous.
You will. Yeah, in order to get elected to the New Hampshire state legislature, you don't have that much as far as that you have to spend in the campaign, so it's much more within reach of the average person. Indeed, they only pay them $100 a year. Whereas other places, it's a professional job to become a legislator here. It's just kind of a, you know, part-time thing. There's no way you can really make significant money, at least directly from the state. I'm sure there's corruption out there that, you know, we may not know about. But it's a much more reachable political system, if you will. It's something that the individual can have more influence on here. And there are a lot of other reasons. In fact, when New Hampshire was chosen for the Free State Project, there were 10 different states that were in the running, 10 low-population states. And New Hampshire won far and above the second-place state, which I believe was Wyoming, if I'm not mistaken. But New Hampshire won easily, handily won that vote. And it's because it's so persuasive. The people that were living here at the time put up 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and I believe there's still a version of that available on the Free State Project's website that has been updated since then.
Yes.
And it's very good, and it's very persuasive, and it just runs down reason after reason as to what makes New Hampshire so much better.
Right. That list is the definitive answer to David's question, that 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, because it is the 101 reasons why New Hampshire is more free than other places. So if the answers that we've given just now aren't good enough, then there's 90-something more.
One thing that tends to be the case up here is that people that have lived their whole, and I don't know if David's lived here his whole life, but maybe he has, and there are people that have lived in New Hampshire for their whole lives, and they don't really know what it's like out there. You know, they don't really know. Maybe they've gone to visit, but they've never really lived in another place. I've talked to some of these people where, you know, they've some of them have actually left at one point, maybe after they got out of college or something like that, and then they'll say something to the effect of, boy, did I regret moving. I want to come back, because they didn't realize how good they had it here in New Hampshire. It's not perfect by any means here, but it certainly is obviously a little more free than the rest of the states.
Yeah, so, if you're looking for freedom, you know, if you're looking for big government to take care of you or whatever, there's all kinds of places.
And it was a good starting point for the Free State Project.
Sure.
Right? That was the idea, because now not only do you have all the benefits of New Hampshire over the other states, you also have hundreds of liberty-minded activists who've moved in here. And those hundreds of activists have helped activate some of the locals who are feeling disaffected and feeling bummed out about the, you know, the mass holes coming over the border and bringing their statist ways with them. We are now here to to achieve freedom, to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and thousands more are coming. Over 9,800 people are pledged so far. We're looking for 20,000, and that's not happening anywhere else. And if you don't think that's going to have an effect on the future of freedom here in New Hampshire, you're just not paying attention. Because if you look at other migrations in the past, it's quite clear that they've had effects on the places that they've migrated to. Look at look at Utah with the Mormons. Look at Vermont with the socialist influx back in the 1970s.
The hippies.
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly it makes a difference when people with the intention to make a difference get together and move themselves in order to get together and do something about a perceived problem. And the government is the perceived problem. The aggression of the state is the perceived problem. And the activists, the liberty lovers that are coming here are here to do something about it. I think it's so exciting. And I'm so glad that I made the move as soon as I did. I mean, I would have liked to have come sooner, but it just wasn't possible in my life until that point. Some people aren't coming until next year or 2 years out or 5 years down the road, but it just keeps getting better and better as every week goes by and more people move here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we're here bringing it to you. It's kind of the reality show aspect of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is more than just a talk show, and yes, you can call in and talk about anything. We also have that reality show aspect that we're actually here with the boots on the ground, in with these activists, and we can really bring it to you, the news to you, from a perspective that nobody else is talking about. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. If you dial in toll-free, you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, webcam, as well as listen lines, all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're a college-age individual or you're getting ready to go into college, you got to kind of wonder, what are you going to do come summer break? Well, libertarianinternships.com has some answers for you. If you're interested in public policy internships, journalism internships, production internships, that's production in film or television, alternative media, things like that. Well, you don't have to be majoring in these things, but if you're interested in those things, they've got internships for you, including housing assistance. You get paid, and they've got little seminars to teach you how to do the job. It's libertarianinternships.com, and it's for the summer, and the deadlines are January the 31st. Get on it, libertarianinternships.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Alex, listening in Charleston to the brand-new WVTF FM side. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I had a question. You gentlemen have been discussing things with some of the other callers and discussing ways to get some of the power back from the federal government. I was listening to another show. It's just been in the last week or so, and Georgia, the state of Georgia, was supposed to have passed a law of some sort that pretty much made the federal laws null and void in that state. I didn't know if y'all had any information about that.
Which federal laws in particular?
Huh?
Which ones? Which federal laws? Because I've
all
not heard
of them.
I have not heard that one. Normally, what the word has been about nullification laws has been on, like, health care or something like that,
well,
specific
been,
laws.
There's been some stories sort of in they're a little old, like 6 months or so, that there were nullification, 10th Amendment nullification bills all over the United States. And there, I know of some specifically in New Hampshire and Oklahoma, but they didn't have a heck of a lot of teeth.
Well, they were talking about the secession subject, you know, and somebody said, well, you know, there again, you gotta get away from, or, you know, they were talking about secession. Somebody said, well, here's something just as good. And then there was a story back a few years ago, their sheriff in Wyoming found that some of the federal agency or something had done something wrong, kept some paperwork or went into somebody's house or business and kept files or documents they weren't supposed to, and he booted them out of his county.
Wasn't that Sheriff Mack that did that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that there's ways to get back, because the sheriff's supposed to be the highest law of the land in his given district, and
yeah.
I don't know what that means against the federal government, but it sounds
to me
like
I love
like
the idea. I have to say, I love the idea of having a sheriff take a stand against federal government. I think that would be an excellent way to engage in nullification or some sort of declaration of independence, is to essentially get a sheriff who will say, if any federal agents come into my county, I will arrest you for trespassing. And,
this is somebody that you could come to me or one of somebody I know. Well, the sheriff in my county, I graduated high school with him. So, I mean, these are people that are approachable.
Yeah.
I like my congresswoman from in the U.S. Congress. I like her, and I think she stands up for the right things. But how approachable in reality is she? I mean, she's got too many people to answer to. Your sheriff, your local people, use the power we have and get somebody in your local sheriff's office. You know, find somebody everybody can get behind, them elected, somebody with some backbone.
That's more, I think that's far more likely of something that'll have success than trying to change the federal government like some other people have suggested on this show before, that you'll somehow be able to change the way things behave in Washington, D.C. I think that what you're suggesting from a political perspective is much more reachable.
Yeah, because how are you going to combat? Okay, in fairness, let's say I've got Robert Byrd and Senator Jay Rockefeller. How am I going to approach them when they're being approached by major coal companies, major power companies?
Right.
How is a bunch of us from back here in the holla?
They don't care about
you. We don't have the money.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Right, it's a government by the lobbyists for the lobbyists.
Thanks, Alex. Great call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though I find it hard to believe that his congresswoman is doing things he agrees with there.
Well, I think that there's some better than others.
only one that's not bad is Ron Paul, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I've got problems with his stances on things, too. But, I think that some are better than others, but I think that a lot of them are on the take, and they're on a take from different folks.
Let's continue.
The military-industrial complex loves them some Republicans.
Ladies first, let's go to Jackie listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, my husband was telling me that at least one of you in there is in favor of anarchy.
That's such a harsh word.
A complete lack of government, we'll say.
No, that's such a harsh word. I am a voluntarist. I would not call myself an anarchist. I don't like that terminology. I think
okay.
It suggests a lack of rules, and I don't disagree with rules. I think rules are fine. I think that that what we should have is a voluntary society, a voluntary order where people interact with one another on a consensual basis, and you don't aggress against your neighbors if they're doing something you might disagree with. So as long as you're not harming anyone else, I think that you should be left alone. Mark is definitely not an anarchist. You would be more described as a small government minarchist, right, Mark?
Would that be right? I wouldn't. I'm not taking labels these days.
Is that right? Okay. Well, Mark doesn't want to take a label. I'll take the label voluntarist. How about that?
Voluntarist. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how would a voluntary society work without like degenerating into chaos? I mean, because like if you had a dispute with your neighbor and, you know, I mean, how would that work? Who would be the guy who came and said, you know, you got to stop that?
It's an excellent question, and definitely one of the first ones that should be asked when the idea is presented. What I'd recommend for a lengthy answer, one much longer than we can get into here on the remaining moments of this program, is that there's some free books that will do a great job of explaining that. But I'll get it briefly here. But the books are available at book.freekeen.com. You just go to book.freekeen.com, and you can get one of them that was written a couple of years ago called Complete Liberty. That's excellent. Another one is The Market for Liberty, which was written back in the 1970s. They're both very, very good.
Those are audiobooks?
There's audiobooks and PDF versions available, both completely free, so you don't have to spend a dime to get the information that you're looking for. But essentially, concept is that the government system, I think we could all agree, is messed up, and that we can all agree on some fixes that would make the government system better. But that even if you do make the government system better somehow, it's still a one-size-fits-all system. It's still a monopoly over the services of protection, of the service of justice, if you will. And so the idea would be to simply, my idea, not Marx, my idea would be to simply expand the options in the marketplace to whatever it is the marketplace is demanding, and make it so that you can have different organizations out there providing protection services, which would essentially be, you know, the police's job today, except it'd be actual protection as opposed to aggression, which is what the police tend to do today, is they aggress against people who have not harmed anyone else, whether it's arresting somebody for having a plant or, ticketing somebody for going a few miles over the speed limit. So they'll be expanding that out and allowing competition, if you will, into the market for protection services. And then, of course, the question is, well, what about justice? What about courts? And then you've got the issue of arbitration. We already have that today in many cases. If you go and you look at your cell phone contract, it likely says that you won't be taking any disputes to the courts. You'll be taking them to an arbitrator that's been previously agreed upon. It's in your contract. And so you would have a lot of that kind of thing, where people who have contracted for, you know, renting a house or whatever it is we're talking about would have arbitration clauses. Of course, that doesn't cover everything. Like you're saying, if a neighbor is causing an issue, then what you would want to do is try to work things out with the neighbor. If they're refusing to do that, then you would want to take them to arbitration. You might say, well, what if they refuse to go to arbitration? That's when a reputation rating system comes in, which we are more than capable of having in today's information society. And I thank you for the call. It was a great question. I appreciate hearing from you. I hope that gives you a teaser, if you will, into the detailed answers, which are available free at book.freekeen.com. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, get it into more people's ears on the internet, and you can get it all over at promote.freetalklive.com. Mark, you got something about picture frames you want to tell me about?
No.
No?
Okay. I don't have it here.
Didn't you want to? We're not supposed to do that?
I'm sorry. I was confused there for a second. Liberty, it's at libertypictureframes.com, and they offer picture frames, well, significantly cheaper than you can get them anyplace else. You can't get, if my wife took something to get framed, and it was like $150. You can get a picture frame there for starting at $10. They have, you know, all different kinds of styles and colors. It's 20 styles, 12 different colors, and depending on the style. And you can go to libertypictureframes.com, and they're taking 5% of every purchase. That's the actual purchase price. And they're putting it into Liberty activism and
the movement.
Yeah, into the movement. So it's libertypictureframes.com. You can get great rates. It is the factory. I've been to the factory myself, watched them making the picture frames.
Oh, cool.
I know that we're not talking about middlemen all up the line here.
Right.
You're talking about buying it from the factory.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, libertypictureframes.com. Well, that's why it's just so incredibly cost effective.
Yeah.
Libertypictureframes.com.
All right, let's go to Mike in Keene listening to WKBK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I asked you guys a question about a couple of weeks ago, and you're right. You know, what happens when you feed a pig? Obviously, it gets bigger. Well, we've started a movement up here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we decided we're just not going to feed the pig. And the pig is going to get smaller. And how we're doing it is the thieves, the government thieves, are not going to be able to steal your property. What we're going to do is we're going to withhold a portion of our property taxes. We're going to get it notarized and specified. So therefore, say our tax bill was $10,000, for example, and we're going to withhold $400 of it. We're going to put it in escrow. The state, the government parasites, and in this case, the county parasites, have to give us an itemized deduction of the county bill. As a matter of fact, we're going after the jail. We've decided that we're going to withhold our money from this new jail, which is preposterous. So therefore, say it's $400, for example, and we have 1,000 of the people, liberty-minded people, withhold it. So there's $400,000 being held. Obviously, we'd like more withheld.
Yeah.
Number one, they can't steal our home because it says the only way they can steal your home is if you are 3 years in arrears on your tax bill. Now, your tax bill, in this case, say, would be $10,000, but we're only going to pay $9,600 of it. We're going to put the other $400 in escrow, and even if they do charge us interest and it comes 3 years down the road, and so what? All we're going to be doing is paying them back with dollars that will have less value, and furthermore, we're going to be playing their game and beat them at their own game, because you got to realize it's a game, guys, and we're playing against people that really aren't very intelligent.
Well, this morning, Mike, you called a local talk show here in Keene. You brought this up, and the city councilors seemed pretty clueless as to what the law was. Of course, how would they know, right? Nobody ever reads
exactly.
Stuff. But she said she was going to check into it. I don't know if you want to trust her word, but you seem pretty certain that if you haven't paid a portion of the taxes, that will prevent them from taking your home, in that you believe that only if you don't pay 100% of the taxes
Exactly. Can
they take your home. And I hope that's true, because if it is, I think that will be the way you'll get 1,000 people on board with it. And if you can prove that to people beyond a shadow of a doubt, that'll be the way to get people on board with it, because I think it's an exciting idea.
Well, you are absolutely right, Ian, and I can assure you that they can't steal your home, because even if they could, you've paid $9,600 of it. Your $400 you've just put in escrow, and you can pay it 3 years in arrears, and they can't steal your home.
Right, and you don't have to pay all 3 years at once. You can just pay whatever the first
bill
was.
Exactly. Then you'll always be 3 years behind on the $400. I'm just using that for a process of an illustration. What if we had 2,000 people holding out $400?
Yeah.
There's 8,000 out of their budget. They're going to have to borrow it from someplace, so therefore their bond rating will go down. And that's why this is their Achilles heel, because 90% of the people in Keene are really adamantly opposed to that jail. And even if the state says, and this is another good thing that could happen about it, Ian, even if the state takes the money and says, okay, well, now we're going to have to divvy it up, that means that $400 that I'm not paying for the county may be taken out of the school budget, may be taken out of the town budget. It's going to create havoc for them.
Yeah,
this is their own game.
I think it's pretty exciting, Mike, and I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe, Chuck is in Fort Lauderdale listening to WFTL. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, it's Chet.
Chet.
Chester, but that's fine. No
Sorry
problem.
About that, Chet. Go ahead.
Been called worse things. Hey, I've been listening to a lot of talk shows, and I'm not a great speaker, but I just got to the point where somebody has to say this, and so I'm going to be the one to start it, I guess. First of all, you know that Winston Churchill was, before he was prime minister, he warned everybody in the world that he could about Hitler and what was going on in Germany pre-World War II. And right now we have a government here in the United States that, I mean, we the people that are talking about it are way behind what they're doing to us. And I'm going to make a little parallel here. We have little kid drug runners in the cities that are 11, 12 years old, 10 years old, that are beyond the law. And there's a big drug king up ahead of them that is making oodles of money. We have a government that has put themselves above the law, and there is somebody much bigger than them, and I'm going to tell you who it is. And you can check this out. I've done a lot of research over the last couple of years on it. There's a group called the Bilderbergs, which are the elite of the elite of the elite of the wealthiest people in the world that are in the head of the New World Order that's coming, and that have been planning, and they hold a meeting every year. And you can check this out.
Yes,
as well.
They do.
You'll
in fact, we're well aware of the Bilderbergs and the Bilderbergers and in their meeting, and it's. And I guess my concern is over this, that it may be very interesting, and it is, and it does check out, and yes, it is the wealthy and the elite of the politicians and all those people. They all get together, and it's very secretive, and that's all true. And there is no doubt that there are people in search of power who wish to wield it over others. I guess my concern is a lot of people spend their time obsessing over who's behind the issue that there are people with that want to control others. And to me, it doesn't matter who they are. I know they're out there, whoever they are. What matters is what to do about it. What matters is what you do about the people that want to control you. It doesn't matter who they are or what club they hang out in.
Yeah, exactly. And right now we are yelling at the Democrats, and then when the Republicans get in, we yell at the Republicans. And really, it doesn't matter who's in there because they're just puppets. The Democrats and Republicans are just like attorneys. They go into court, they fight with each other, put on a good show, but when they leave, they all get to sit down and have a drink together.
Yes, you're right about that.
That's how they are. And the Bilderbergs are the ones pulling the strings and deciding what's going to happen in a major way. They don't care about the small stuff. They don't care about the small
potatoes.
For me,
I don't pay attention to them. They're not important enough for me to even pay attention to. I try to ignore even the federal government. For me, focusing locally is more important to get liberty-minded people together in the same place and get them active and working toward freedom is the most effective thing rather than, you know, trying to out the members of the elite. For me, that doesn't do anything to advance liberty. It's just more of an interesting sideshow. But I thank you for the call, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's talk to Bill. Listening in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey. Yeah, I've been kind of wondering what's going on with the federal government. It seems like that businesses and large businesses get to break these laws, and it doesn't seem like they're going to have any repercussions to their attitude and way they do business. It seems like you're not wrong unless they get caught, you know.
Sure. Yeah. The corporations and government have been working together hand in hand for a long time to both enhance each other's control and power. Yeah, the bigger you are, the more influential you'll be with the government, the more likely you'll be using the government to protect you from upstarts and the little guy from getting in and competing against you. That's just kind of an old – it's basically the way things have been in this country for a long time.
Well, it's the way thing that the way that government always works. Government is always going to go where the money is, and the money is always somebody who's not you.
Hey, Bill, we're short on time. Quick question. Where are you in Minnesota?
I'm up here in Eveleth.
Eveleth. All right, very good. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, listening there on KRBT 1340 in Eveleth. We are out of time for tonight, but not quite out enough time to give you a two-pack of the Totesac. Right now, if you're caller number, let's do caller four, at 603-435-1105, you'll want a two-pack of the Totesac. It helps you bring those groceries right back in from the car in one trip.
T-O-T-A.
Yeah, they're great. TOTASAK.com is their website. 603-435-1105. If you're caller four, you'll win a two-pack. Hope you have a great, fun, happy, and safe weekend. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Difference, call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.